Okay, we're going to start from Ayin Gimel Amud Bet, the two dots about 18 lines from the bottom, maybe. Okay, if you remember, just to remember what we were up to, which is very important for today to remember, we had this question of Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet asked, okay, what about an Aril, can he eat Maser, right? We're trying to classify everybody where it comes to all the different things. So Aril can eat Truma, what about Maser? Now, when we talk about Maser, and it's important to remember this, we're talking about Maser Sheni, is his question. Maser Sheni is the Maser that we bring to Yerushalayim, and or we flip it onto a coin, bring the coins, and eat them in Yerushalayim on years 1, 2, 4, and 5. Okay, in years 3 and 6, that same Maser goes to the poor people. Maser Ani. So now, he said, what's the story with an Aril? Okay, can we learn it from Pesach, or can we not learn it from Pesach? And that was what we discussed maybe, right, if we can learn it from Pesach, then we'd say that it's a Gzeres Shavah, and it goes both ways. Today we're finally going to learn where they learned it out from Pesach and where they learned Onen, because we learned Onen from Pesach from Maser, because Onen is mentioned by Maser, which we're going to see today, and it's not mentioned by Pesach, but because there's a Gzeres Shavah of the word Mimenu, we're going to learn it also to Pesach. But then they say, well, maybe we only learn it from one to the other because Maser is Kal, and Truma is Chamor, so maybe we can only learn from a Kal to a Chamor, but not from Pesach that's Chamor to a Kal. If an Aral can't eat Pesach, it doesn't necessarily mean he can't eat Maser, because, you know, Pesach is much more Chamor. So that's our question. So first he wants to learn it from this Mishnah. The Mishnah Bikurim that we read and we charted out, some of it anyway. After class, I charted out the other parts. If anybody wants the full chart, it's online. So basically we have all these cases that Truma and Bikurim are different from Maser, and Aral isn't listed. If Aral is not listed, what do we assume? That it's all the same, in which case Aral will be Aser. But then they say, no, maybe Tan of Ashir, maybe he just left it off. And then they prove that he left it off, because it says there's, in the second Mishnah, it gives a list of other things that are differences between Bikurim and Maser versus Truma, and he leaves off two things that we talked about. I'll repeat them again because we're going to see them again today. One is Asur Leva'er Mehem Betuma. If they become Tameh, you can't burn them and use the oil for cooking or anything you might want to use. You can't get Hana from it, which you can when it comes to Truma. And we're going to see the sources for all this today. And if it becomes Tameh and you eat it, which you're not allowed to, you get malkot for Bikurim and for Maser, but not for Truma. You don't get malkot for it, and we're going to see that also why. So now we're going to start with Masha Ein Kein B'Truma. Okay, now we're going to find out why you're allowed to burn the Truma, but you're not, right, and use the oil from the Truma, but you're not allowed to use the Maser, the first one of these two halachot. Okay, so basically what they've proven now is that if you say Tan of Ashir, he left out things, you have to show other things he must have left out. So they don't mention anything about the first Mishnah of leaving out, which we're going to see later someone does. But right now we're saying, well, he left out stuff in the second Mishnah. So if he left out stuff from the second list, we can assume he also left out stuff from the first list. In which case, we could still say that an Aral can eat Maser. So now the Gemara says, Masha'en came a Truma. Okay, later we're going to come back to this question of Rav Sheshet. For now, we're dealing with stuff they mentioned in this Bright or real in the Mishnah. But really, it's the stuff that wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah that now we're dealing with. So now, Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, De Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo bi'artu mimenu b'tameh. Remember, in the Vidoy Maser, this confession you make when you give, with the Maser, what does it say? I didn't burn from it when it was tameh. Now, what word is here? Mimenu, from it. Mimenu i'atam avir, afatam avir, shemen shel truma, shenitma. So what do they say? Mimenu comes to exclude truma. This is a halacha exclusively for Maser, not for truma. The ema, but why don't we say mimenu yatam avir avalatam avir shemen shel kodesh shenitma? Maybe it's not truma that it's excluding, but it's kodshim, right? Korbanot. And maybe if there was something from a korban, like from the mincha, there was oil left over from the mincha that got tame. It was oil not left over. There was oil from the mincha that got tame. Okay, the mincha was this concoction you made of, you know, like a pancake type thing of shemen and flour, right? Solet. And so maybe it's coming to exclude something else, right? We've seen this structure many, many, many times, the exact same thing, where they say, what made the drasha exclude this and not that? So it says, maybe it was excluding Kodesh and not Truma. So they say, what do you mean? Lav kavachomer hu? Uma maaser hakal amratara lo bi'arti mimenu b'tameh? Kodesh chamor lo kol shekein? If we can't burn maaser, which is kal, clearly we can't burn kodeshim, which is chamor. Now, what's the problem with saying that? Okay? Who knows the order of precedence here?
What's the hierarchy? Maser, Truma, Kodshim. How would you put it?
Kodshim
is the most chamur, right? That's what they just said. So Kodshim compared to Maser is chamur. So therefore, how could Kodshim be allowed to do something Maser isn't? That's how they reject that it's not Kodshim. But what's the problem? Where does Truma fall? Truma's in the middle. Truma's also more chamur for Maser. So, you know, there's to say it's a Kal v'chomer doesn't make any sense. Okay, so that's what the Gemara is going to say. Ihachi Trumanami Kal v'chomer. Okay, same thing. But then the answer, Haktiv Mimenu. But while it's true that we can make this Kal v'chomer, we have a drasha, and the drasha says Mimenu. And Mimenu, we assume, comes to exclude Truma. So now they're going to ask the question we've asked many times, which is Umara Ita, right? So why Umara Ita? Why exclude, if already you're going to say there's a drasha that overrides the Kal v'chomer? It's going to override the Kal v'chomer, it could override it by Kodshim also. Once you have a drasha that overrides the Kal v'chomer, so it could override either Truma or Kodshim. Now, obviously, logic would say it's going to override one, it'll override the least chamor. So that's basically what the Gemara is going to answer. But, okay, so then they say, Mistabra Kodesh lo mima'itna. Okay? It makes sense that Kodesh wouldn't be the one. Shekain, okay? I don't know how you pronounce this, but I kind of joked around that it's pancakes, okay? Pankachs, okay? Pankachs, it sounds like. Okay, what does that stand for? It's Rashi Tevo for all the dvarim, the Kodesh is chamor. Pigul, okay, that's what we talked about, machshava. You have to have the right machshava when you're doing certain avodot of the korban, and if you mess up your machshava, you're thinking the wrong thing, then it can mess up the korban. Notar is its leftover after the time that you're allowed to eat it. Korban, okay, I didn't know exactly what this word korban meant. That it's a korban, that it has to do with maybe karev tashem. I don't know, because kochim, right, I don't know exactly what it means. Me'ila, okay, here the Rosh Tevot start to get a little tricky. Me'ila should be a mem, it's an ayin, so the ayin of me'ila. What's me'ila? That if you use something that's kochim for, you get hana from it, it's a, you're over on the issue of me'ila, you have to bring an asha me'ila, and you have to pay extra, more than, like, I think it's a chomesh. Karet, you get karet if you do me'ila with the, right? Is it for me'ila you get karet? Yeah, okay. You get karet for me'ila for using it wrong. And, okay, here's another tricky one. Samach is asur la'onen, okay? In onen can't do kodshim. Okay, you can't do korbanot, anything. So then they say, but if you're going to say that's chamor, so I'll tell you also, this again follows the exact same structure we saw before. Adraba, truma lo mima'itna, shekein machpaz. Truma's got its own set of chumro. What are those? Mita, you get mita bide shamayim if you eat the truma and you're not allowed to. You have to pay keren en chomesh. Okay, that's the chet, the chomesh, an extra additional charge. Ve'en la pidyon. Okay, what does this mean? Maser Sheni, what did we learn? You flip it onto a coin, and then what happens with the fruits that were originally Maser Sheni? The Kedusha disappears. They're not there anymore. The Kedusha moves onto the coins. If you do that to Truma, the Kedusha never leaves the Truma. The Kedusha is always there. Vasura lezarim, and other people can't eat it. It's post to Maser, which can be eaten by everybody, or Kodshim, even certain Kodshim can be eaten by other people. So what do they answer? Why, again, why Truma? And that goes back to the what I put on the board. Because Kodshim has more chumrot. Hanach nefishan, okay? They have a longer list. V'ibayit eman, some people say, forget the list, and it's not a matter of quantity, it's quality. Meaning, karet adifa, okay? The first one, right, Kodshim has karet associated with it, whereas Truma only has mitabi de shamayim, which is less stringent than karet. Okay, less chumor. Even though karet is a form of mitabi de shamayim, but it's considered a different level. Now we're going to go to the Ochlam B'Trumat Atzmam. So we're on again, the two exceptions, the two things the Tana left out. The first one was this one. We just proved, how do we know that we don't do it by Truma? And it's from the Shoshav Mimenu. Now, the Ochlam B'Trumat Atzmam Lokem Ashein Ke B'Truma. If you eat Maser that's Tameh, you get Malkot, and you don't for Truma. And I have to remember, what gets you Malkot? Usually, a Lota Aseh. If you have an aseh, haba michlal lo taseh, right? Lo taseh, haba michlal aseh. If you get a negative commandment, but it doesn't ever say in the Torah lo, right? You learn it from the fact that it says this is yes, then that is no. But if it doesn't say explicitly no, you can't do it, then you can't get malko for it. And that's what we're going to see by Truma here. So why doesn't Truma get malko? So first of all, they're going to imply this other thing, which is, what's the assumption? What do you think then? By Truma it's mutar? Or by Truma it's asur, you just don't get malkot? Any thoughts? It says, right, if you eat, well, think about it, okay? If you eat maser, while if the maaser became tame and you eat it, okay, you get malkut.
Yes.
But that's not the case for truma. So what do you think that means? The Gemara assumes that it means that if you eat your truma while it's tame,
yes,
clearly it's usur. It's just that you don't get malkut for it. Okay. So now, milkahu delolake. Okay, this isn't milk. This is from malkot. Okay, malkot. He doesn't get malkot, but ha'isur ve'ika. But there clearly is an isur. That's the assumption. So now they say, well, if there's an isur, minalam. Where do we learn this isur from? Amar kra b'sha'arecha tochlenu. Do you remember we saw this at the end of class yesterday? This is a pasuk by the Bechor Balmum. But if you have a Bechor Balmum, what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to eat it b'sha'arecha. Okay, instead of giving it to the kohen, you're allowed to eat it hatahor v'hatameach dav. The assumption of this tahor v'atameach dav is that they can sit at the same table, eat off the same plate, meaning that if the tame guy touches it, nothing happens to it, right? Or it becomes tame, right? Obviously it becomes tame if a tame guy touches it. But we don't care if it becomes tame. You're allowed to eat it even if it's tame, this b'chor ba'amun. So now what do we learn here, right? B'sharecha tochlenu, they say this you can eat, lezeh, v'lo la'acher. But you can't eat anything else like this. In other words, b'chor ba'amum, yes, but truma, and we saw yesterday, maaser, no. Okay, so now they're going to say, so v'lav ha'bami chlal ase, and that's how we get that this is a lav that comes from an ase, right? It's not, it never says lo. Okay, only yesterday, what did we see? That by truma, it said, lo tuchal le'chol b'sha'arecha. And they learn the derive the lo taseh that gets malkot from that. They say, oh, the sha'arecha is talking about the same sha'arecha as there, and you can't eat it in your sha'arim, right? Really, it's telling you that you have to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash, right? But they derive from here that it also, since it makes reference to this other pasuk of b'sha'arecha, that you can't eat the b'chor ba'amum, that you can't eat the maaser when it's tameh. And there they get the lo taseh. But for truma, there's no lo taseh. That pasuk was only about maaser and the bikurim, but not about truma. So now, because right at the end of the pasuk it said truma yadecha, which they said was bikurim, and that's how they learned that this pasuk also refers to bikurim, and that's why you get malkot for them. But this one is just a lav haba michlal aseh, and therefore it's like an aseh, meaning it's a sur, but you can't get malkot for it. Okay. Now we're going back to Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet asked the question about the arel maaser. He said tana v'shir, right? They answered. And then they gave two examples of things that were left off the second mission. Now we're going to say, Rav Ash is going to say, Meresha namishmat mina detan of Ashir. I can also tell you something that was left off the first list. Okay, if you have the chart from yesterday, the first list is here, right? The Truma and Bikurim have similarities that aren't in Maser. So now, what does he say? The chart isn't so important because he's saying what's not on the list, right? Not what is on the list. Midelo katane v'nohagim b'shar shnei shavua. Ve'ein lahem pidyon. Masha'ein kein b'maaser. Okay, the truma and the bikurim happen in all the years of the Shemitah cycle. There's a little bit of a machloket about whether you really do bikurim on the Shemitah year itself. But even if you say that, at least it sharimo tashana would mean 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, as opposed to maaser, which is only in the first and second, and the fourth and the fifth. Okay, so that's one difference. Ve'ein lahem pidyon, masha'ein kein b'maaser. You can't be poda the truma or the bikurim. But yet you can be poda the maaser. So shma mina, and therefore you can learn from here that they left things off, and you could say that the arel was left off the list, and really the arel would be mutter with maaser. Okay, tashma. Now we're going to see. Now we're going to try to prove some. We're going to bring some sources that seem to imply that maaser, an arel can't eat maaser. Okay, and then we're going to kind of try to explain them away. We're going to bring a bunch of other sources that relate to this issue of the arel and the maaser and try to figure out. So tashma, let's learn from this source. Nishtayru bo tzitzin ha-magvinet ha-milah. Okay, we call this guy an arel, right? He didn't do a full brit milah. There's some parts left of the orla. Harei ze eino ochel. You ready for the list? Lo b'truma, lo b'pesach, lo b'kodshin, v'lo b'maaser. Okay, four things. Truma, Pesach, Kodshim, and Maaser. So what do you see here? Truma, Kodshim, I'm just going to put it on the board. Pesach and Maaser. So what does that seem to imply? Oh, an Arel can't eat Maaser. Seems very simple. My lav, Maaser Dagan. You thought this was Maaser Dagan, and that would answer our question. But remember I started the shiur by saying, we're talking about Maaser Sheni here, right? Not, there's two other Maaser. There's Maaser Rishon, which you give to the Levi, And there's also Maaser Behema to bring to the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, you have to bring a tenth of your animals. And that's Kodshim. Okay? So what do they answer? Lo, Maaser Behema. You can say that this bright is referring to Maaser Behema, in which case it doesn't address our question at all, and then more likely we would say that it's allowed in Aral Kanit Maaser. So now what do they say? Maaser Behema, Hainu Kodshim. You can't say that Maaser is Maaser Behema because it listed Kodshim here. Okay? And Kodshim, right, I did the order wrong, but it doesn't really matter here. Kodshim includes Maaser Behema. So it doesn't make any sense to say Kodshim and then say Maaser Behema. But now we're going to reject that. Why? Vilita Meir, can you figure out a problem here? Milotnan Pesach, Viktane Kodshim. Pesach is also Kodshim, right? Pesach is the Korban Pesach, which is Kodshim, it's a sacrifice. So then they say, no, Bishlama Pesach v'Kodshim. Pesach is a unique halacha. In other words, Pesach, I could see why you would separate from Kodshim. Whereas Maaser Behema would have no reason to be separated from Kodshim, in which case we can't say that this Maaser means Maaser Behema because it would be repetitive. Now, why do we need Pesach? To eat on a Pesach, Mishum do orlut ba Pesach tiva. That if you had Pesach and you didn't have Kodshim, let's say, because you would say Pesach means all kinds of Kodshim. You would say, no, for this issue, the Torah explicitly said in Aral Kani Pesach, but you might think that for other sacrifices he'd be allowed to. Aval Kodshim, emalo, but then you would think that Kodshim is, let's say you skipped Kodshim and you just wrote Pesach. Would you be able to learn all other Kodshim from here? No, because Aral is specifically said by Pesach he can't eat the Korban Pesach. So you would have thought just by Pesach. V'itan a Kodshim, but let's say it just said Kodshim, and Pesach is one of the Kodshim, right? So what might you have thought? Hava mina my Kodshim, Pesach. You might have thought that the word Kodshim really is referring to the Kodshim of Pesach, only Pesach, because you know that the Din of Aral is specifically mentioned there. So therefore, it had to list, if it wanted you to know that it wasn't only Pesach and it was also all the other Kodshim, it had to list them separately. So that explains why we would need Pesach and Kodshim. But according to that, you wouldn't need, right? Hava mina my Kodshim Pesach, ela Maaser Behema lamali, right? There's no reason to write Maaser Behema. There's no extra thing that Maaser Behema has to do with Orla than Kodshim, so therefore Kodshim must include Maaser Behema, in which case this Maaser at the end of the Braita can't possibly refer to Maaser Behema. So what are the answer? The obvious answer, right? If we have Ela Maaser Rishon, okay? So it can't be that. It must be Maaser Rishon, in which case still it's not talking about Maaser Sheni. And but whoever said Maaser Rishon and Aral can't eat, what do they say? V'Rabbi Meir he. Okay? This is a unique opinion of Rabbi Meir. You would have to say that this Braita is not L'Kola Deot. It's just according to Rabbi Meir. Da'amar, because Rabbi Meir said, Maaser Rishon Asur Lizarim. Okay? He said that Maaser Rishon is Asur Lizarim, and therefore, right, why would that be? Right. In other words, he has, we don't really know. This is like, it's a good example of what the Gemara often does. We saw this with Rabbi Akiva before, with the Arel is like a Tameh. Just because he said he's like a Tameh in Achila Truma doesn't mean he agrees with it in all other issues of Truma, like Negiah Truma and other things, of Para Aduma. So here the same kind of thing. They're saying Rabbi Meir has this Machmir Shita by Maaser Rishon and says it's Asur de Zarim. Because really, even though the Maaser is for the Levi, we never see in the Psukim that it's Asur for someone else to eat it. Okay? And maybe it's for the Levi, but let's say you go visit the Levi's house and he serves you food. Is he allowed to serve you Maaser? Apparently, yes, except for Rabbi Meir. In a Truma, it says, V'chol zar lo tochal. Truma, clearly, you go to Cohen's house, you can't eat Truma. But a Levi might be different. So Rabbi Meir has this particular Shita where he says, Maaser Rishon is forbidden to Zarim. Since he has that Shita where he's more Machmir, maybe we can assume that this is Maaser Rishon. And you have to make a bunch of jumps. You have to say, the Maaser here is Maaser Rishon. Jump number one. Number two, you'd have to say, you'd have to say that Rabbi Meir, who's Machmir by Maaser Rishon in terms of he doesn't allow a Zari to eat it, would also say that he's Machmir about an Arel. Okay? You'd have to make that jump. And then the third jump would be to say, right, so that Rabbi Meir would be Machmir by Arel. That's already a jump. And the third jump would be to say that this Braita is just Aliba Deshita Rabbi Meir. Okay? Once you say Rabbi Meir is Machmir by Arel, it's easier to say that, oh, well, this Braita just goes according to him. And then, again, you end up with saying that an Arel is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. You see that there's a real push here, that they want to show that Aral can eat Maaser Sheni.
Connecting between Maaser Rishon and Machmir Bet Aral.
Yeah.
Is the connection Rabbi Meir? Is there a connection between Maaser and being in Aral? In other words, So Rabbi Meir is machmir. So
right.
But you could throw in some...
Right, you could say he's machmir about anything. Right, right. Exactly. Okay. That's what I'm saying is the jump. There's not a real direct correlation as far as I can tell. Maybe, I'm sure some of the first one come up with real... But that's, I think on the shot level, it's not so clear cut. Right, it's a weak response, definitely. That's why I'm trying to say. What you see here is there were these sources that talked about master and Aral Kani master, but clearly they're trying to... deflect them, right? They don't want to come to that conclusion. They don't want to read the sources that way. Tashma, another source. Midatani Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Midifti. Arel Asur, okay, what does that mean? That means that Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Midifti brought in a braita, okay? He quoted a braita. What did the braita say? Arel Asur b'shtei ma'asrot. Ah, here you have it, in two ma'asrot. My lab, echa ma'asir dagam, one must be ma'asir sheni, and one must be echa ma'asir behema. But then they say, no, hachanami, you could also say it's Maser Rishon for Rabbi Meir, okay? That's just because it's two, right? We all together, we have three Maserot. So if it says two, it could still be excluding the Maser Sheni. Same type of answer as the last one. Tashma. Onen asur b'maser umutar b'truma u'bepara. Okay, so now an onen can't have Maser, but he's allowed to, for truma, we learned this before, right? And b'para, para aduma. Tful yom. Is a sor b'truma, okay? Mutar b'para u'b'maser. M'chusar ki purim, a sor b'para, mutar b'truma u'b'maser. Okay, the main thing you have to understand here is that, I'm sorry I didn't have time to chart it out. Each of these things, the onen, the tful yom, and the m'chusar ki purim, are each forbidden for one of the three and permitted for the other two, okay? So the onen is asur only in maser. The tful yom is asur only in truma. Right? That's the whole thing, right? You have to wait till Harei of Shemesh. And the Mechusar Kippurim, remember the Mechusar Kippurim? This is a guy who needs a process right? There's all different ways of Tara. You could Tovel on the first day, right? Right after that. Then there's people who Tovel after 7 days. And then there's people who also have to do Tefillah and also have to bring a Korban. Okay? And sometimes there's even more things you have to do within the Tara process. But the last thing is on the 7th day, you Tovel in the morning. You wait the whole day, Harei Shemesh comes, but you're still missing one element, which is on the 8th day you bring a korban. This is by the Metzora Muchlat we saw. If you're a Metzora, the Kohen declares you a clear Metzora. A Zav who sees 3 Re'iot, he has to do this. Okay? He's missing a korban. So Mechusar Kippurim, someone who didn't do the korban yet, is Asur B'para Aduma, okay? But he's Mutar B'Truma U'B'Maser. Okay? So now,
Doesn't the whole Kal V'Chomer thing really apply? Because
some of them, right. It's true that it's difficult to make these Kal V'Chomers. That's definitely the case. V'im'ita, now what would the case be now? An Arel is Usser for Truma, for sure, right? So now, if Arel was Mutter by Master, what would you say? Ah, here's a perfect case to add to this list. It's one that's Usser for Truma, and Mutter maybe for the other two, right? So, what do they say? V'im ita, if Arel should have been mutar for a maser, nitne Arel asur b'truma, mutar b'para u'b'maser. Okay? Why wouldn't you say that? So now they're going to say a different answer, which is, it's not because of the maser issue that it's not in here, it's because of the para issue that it's not in here. If you remember, going back to yesterday's daf, we had a whole discussion, is in Arel, Arel shahiza haza'ato k'shera we saw. But then we saw the shita of Rabbi Akiva, again, depending on how you understand Rabbi Akiva, that the Arel is like a tameh for achila truma. Then there was a discussion, does Rabbi Akiva mean also for negiya truma, which would then apply to negiya para, or not? Okay, so now they're going along the lines that assume that Rabbi Akiva holds Arel is ketameh across the board, and therefore Arel would be usher for truma, in which case you have... This case doesn't appear on this list because the Arel might be Mutra for Maser, but it's Usher for Truma and Para. And the assumption here is, it's an interesting assumption, that this Braita only mentioned things that were Usher to one and Mutra to two. That was like the theme of the Mishnah, of the Braita. So now what do they say? So we'll read it inside now. Hi, Tanit Rabbi Akiva hi. Okay, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita de Mirabile ala Arel Katame, in which case we can't learn anything from it to our case. Okay? Detanya, Rabbi Akiva, and here's Rabbi Akiva Shita, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ish Ish, Lerabot et Ha'arel. Okay? Now to ask a question, I'll explain it according to the way the Gemara seems to say it, but I'll tell you the Mepharshim have a lot of difficulties with this. Uman Tana de Paligale to Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Tana who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva? Okay? Because we just said Rabbi Akiva holds that Arel is Katame, right? So who doesn't think it? So Tana de Be, Tana de Rabbi Yosef Habavlihi. It's the Tana who disagrees with Rabbi Yosef Habavli in this Braita. De Tanya, Srefat Onen u'mechusar kipurim. Now what's difficult about this issue, there's two problems with this. I'll preface it. Number one problem with this is that why didn't we ask this question the first time we brought Rabbi Akiva? You know, you can always ask that. Sometimes the Gemara asks these questions later, but it would most likely belong in the first instance where we mentioned Rabbi Akiva, yesterday's daf, it should have said it there. Or really, it's on Ayin Bet Amabet. We learned it yesterday, but it was Ayin Bet Amabet. It should have said it there. Number two, you'll see we're going to bring this bright to Rav Yosef, and it doesn't mention anywhere RL. Okay? So you'd have to say the same way we made this jump with Rabbi Meir, that he's Machmir Ba'arel, about one thing, I'm sorry, that he was Machmir about Maser Rishon on one issue, he's also Machmir about him a different issue. That's what you'd have to say here also. Some people say that this isn't there's like a different Nusach, and they weren't really talking about Rabbi Akiva, they were talking about something else. Okay, I'm not going to get into it, but you should just know that there's a little bit of a problem here. So, what's Rabbi Yosef? What's this bright to hear? So remember, it's the Tanakama Shita that's going to match up to whoever argues with Rabbi Akiva. Shreifat onen u'mechusar kipurim kshira. Okay, if you, an onen, okay, so now you see, we're talking about an onen and a mechusar kipurim. The shreifa of an onen and a mechusar kipurim is kshira. Rabbi Yosef Habavli omer, onen kshira, mechusar kipurim psula. Okay, so now you'd have to say what? That because Rabbi Yosef HaBavli is machmir b'mechusar kipurim, when it comes to the paraduma, he's also going to be machmir as regards to the arel, and that matches Rabbi Akiva's shita. And the Tanakama here, who says, right, this is all assuming what? That Rabbi Akiva holds that an arel is not allowed to do the strefa para, right? So then, the Tanakama, who allows the Mechusar Kippurim, would also allow the Arel. Okay? Again, based on the fact that we make all these distinctions, it's hard to make these jumps. Just because one is allowed doesn't mean another one is necessarily allowed. And that's what the Gemara says. Okay. Again, like I said, there might be other ways of reading this Gemara. Now, we're going to bring... Okay, until now, we're basically showing that Maser and Arel is allowed to eat Maser, but we have a few sources that seem to indicate otherwise. We're not sure, right? We can explain them away that maybe they mean a different Maser. But now we're going to say, Af Rabbi Yitzchak Savar, Arel Asur B'Maser. Okay, but we have this source now of Rabbi Yitzchak that he holds Arel is Asur B'Maser. De'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin La'arel Shasur B'Maser. And here we have, this is exactly what Rosh Hashanah wanted to know. Mimenu ne'amar mimenu b'maser v'ne'amar mimenu b'pesach. His whole question was, can we learn it from Pesach or not? Here Rabbi Yitzchak says it explicitly. We can learn mimenu b'maser, it says, and ne'amar mimenu b'pesach. Ma mimenu ha'amor b'pesach arel asorbo, af mimenu ha'amor b'maser arel asorbo. Okay, so here you have it. We can make this gzerah shavah in both directions, and we can learn from the word mimenu that Pesach to the maser. So now you'd have to say, mufni, you have to say that this word mimenu is extra. I didn't read yet inside all the mimenus. We're going to get to them. We're going to go really in depth, so we'll see them in a minute. He says, you have to say it's mufne. Why? That it's available. Remember, the word mimenu isn't used for anything else. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to make the xerashava, because what did we learn? If you have something that's not mufne, you might be able to make the xerashava, but not if there's a question on the xerashava. And the question is going to be the obvious question we've been saying. De'ilo mufne, ikala mefrach, ma lepesach sheken chayivim alav mishum pigo v'no tarvitame, right? Pesach is more chamor. They could have brought other reasons also, right? There's karet. Pesach has a more chamor halacha than maaser, and therefore, without it being mufne, we wouldn't be allowed to make the gzeir shava, because you'd say Pesach is more chamor. So they say, la'i, really it is true, afnuye mufne. So now they want us to know, how is it mufne? Okay, so now we're going to see that the word mimenu appears three times by maaser and three times by Pesach. Okay, I think you all have the psukim on the side, so you can follow on the side. Okay, maybe we'll just read the psukim first. Okay, in mine it's Bet and Gimel on our page here. Okay, the first is from Shemot Yubet, Perek Yubet, Pasuk Tet Nyud. Al tochlu mimenu na uvashel mevushal b'mayim. You can't eat the Korban Pesach raw or cooked. Ki im tzli ish rosho al kraav v'al kirbo. Okay, it has to be roasted. That was the first mimenu. Below totir mimenu aboker, you can't leave it over till the morning. V'hanotar mimenu, and what's left from it, again we see mimenu, aboker ba'esh tisrofu. Okay, three mimenus within two psukim. The next three mimenus by Maaser come up all in the same pasuk. It's very mkavav, pasuk yudalet. And it says, lo achalti be'oni mimenu. Okay, what does that mean, be'oni? Be'onen. I didn't eat when it was onen. Here we see finally the source for onen. But lo bi'artu mimeni b'tameh. I didn't burn it when it was tameh, right? We'd already said. That was the whole halacha, about burning something, using it to burn when it's tameh. But lo natati mimenu lemet. I didn't use it for a mate. We're going to see what they darshan from this. Shamati b'kol Hashem Elokai, asiti k'kol asher tzivitani. Okay, those are the three mimenus. So we're going to start with Pesach. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Tzlata mimenu k'tivei b'pesach. Chal legufe. So now we have to find one mimenu that's available. That's going to be our thing. If you remember, then last time when we said something had to be available, we had to show that it was available from both sides, not just on one. It had to be available on the other. So that's how this is going to flow. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. He says in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Tzlata mimenu k'tivei b'pesach. Chal legufe. The first one you need for itself. Lo tuchlu mimenu. The pasuk before talked about eating the pesach al matzot u'marurim, with matzah and maror. So, what might you have thought? All of it has to be cooked. So, mimenu comes to teach you specifically just the korban pesach, not the matzah and the maror. So, that's first it needs for itself. V'chad l'gzera shava. The next one is for itself. V'chad l'manda amar ba katuv liten l'cha ase achar lo ta'ase. Aydi d'chtiv notar k'tiv nami mimenu. So the third one where it says Vahanotar mimenu aboker ba'esh tisrofu. Okay, what does this mean? This means what you have here is lototiru. It's a lotase, and then it says Vahanotar mimenu, and what is left has to be burned. This is what's called a lav hanitak la'ase. It's a lav that has an ase that's there to correct it. Right, you can't leave it over, and if you do, what do? You burn it. Okay, a lav like this that has a correction, so to speak. Okay? Here they call it an ase achar lo tase. Okay? But usually it's called a lav hanitak la'ase. It's a lav that's stuck to the ase, like hashev tishivim, hashavad aveda. It says, right? Don't lo tuchalit aleim hashev tishivim. Okay? You can't ignore it. You have to return it. So these kind of lavim, you don't get malkot for them. Okay? You don't get malkot when it's a lav hanitak la'ase because it has its own correction mechanism. Okay? So now, this is a line I couldn't really understand how to read. Be honest, I'll tell you, I don't really know how to read this. But this next, the words I just read before. So now, if you say that Baka Tuv Liten Aseh Harlota, so they're going to now say there's two different approaches here, two different drashot on this pasuk. One is, if it's coming to teach you that it's an Aseh Harlota, so Aydi Dichtiv Notar K'tiv Nami Mimenu. That's what you need the Mimenu for. Since it said Notar, it says Mimenu. I don't really understand what that line means. I couldn't figure out what that's trying to tell you. And I could translate it for you. It means, and because it said notar, it also said mimenu. And that is, it means that they need the mimenu for something having to do with this. I don't know why you need the word mimenu exactly, but somehow they're connecting it with this. So I'm going to leave it as a question because I don't really know how to read it. And then we're going to see the same exact line again in 1 minute. If someone comes up with how to read it, I'd be happy to listen. But I'll read on 1 minute, and then you'll tell me if you think you know what it means. Ulamanta amar litain lo boker sheni lesrefato. Okay, those who learn Pesachim with me, you could try to remember this. What did we learn? What does this mean? Pesach has to be eaten that night. Usually you have a few days to eat a korban, it has to be burned later. But Pesach has a unique halacha because the next morning, Pesach has to be eaten that night. You can't leave it over. That's why you have to eat it with a big chabura so you finish all the meat. If it's left till the morning, you have to burn it. Now, when do you burn it then? It's on Yantif. They don't want you burning it on Yantif. So what do they say? The reason it says Vahanotar Mimenu Ad Boker, it repeats the Ad Boker, right? It didn't need to repeat the words Ad Boker. It says on the page before, right? On the page before, Lo Totur Mimenu Ad Boker. Don't leave it for the morning. And if it's left till the morning, burn it, right? But really, it should have just said, and whatever's left, burn. It would be obvious you burn it the next morning. So what are they telling you? The Ad Boker means add another morning. It's talking about the next morning, which means Ted Zion and not Tefah. Okay, so now if you're saying that that's what this pasuk comes to teach you, and not this, it's an ase achar lo tase. So again, aydi dichtiv ad boker k'tiv nami mimenu. The only thing I could think of is that they're trying to say that the word mimenu is coming to tell you you have to darshan this extra boker, but the words ad boker should be enough for that. So I'm still confused with what exactly they're doing with the word mimenu here. I don't know, maybe. Someone will understand it, maybe not. Maybe we'll leave it for right now. So those are the three. And from there, we saw the middle one is the one that's available that we don't need for any other reason, and therefore it's available for the drasha. Now we have the Tlata Mimene Ketive B'Maser. Rava continues, and he said, now there's three B'Maser. Chad Legufe, okay, the first one, Al Tochlu Mimenu, Ba'oni Mimenu, comes to teach you about, it comes to teach you about itself, that you, that's what we said. Lo Tochlu Ba'oni Mimenu, I think you would need it for, Mimenu. Right, Dafka Master Shani, the Oni is Asur, but Master Rishon in Oni is Mutar. That we didn't learn that drasha yet. One is to teach you, that's the first one. You can't eat Mimenu Ba'oni from the Master Shani, but not the Master Rishon. Master Rishon and Oni can eat. Vechalid Rabbi Avau Am Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, that's what we saw before. There was to exclude the Truma, if I remember correctly, right? About the Shemen. The second one is Lobi Archu Mimenu Betame. Remember, we darshan that. Not Mimenu, right? Only Mimenu, but not Truma. Truma you're allowed to burn. Vecha the Derish Lakish. And the third one, now we're going to see, you're going to have a problem because none of them are free. Each of them is darshan for something. What did Rish Lakish say? Dam Rish Lakish Amar Rabbi Samya. Okay, which one are we up to? Below Natati Mimenu Lemet. I didn't give it to a dead person. So what does he learn from here? Minai Lamaser Sheni Shenitman Shemutar Lesocho. Until now we said we can't eat it, we can't burn it. But what about using the oil from it to anoint, you know, to use like moisturizer on your body? Shenemar, so you're allowed to. Why? Shenemar, velo natati mimenu lemet. What does that teach you? You can't give it to a dead person, but what does that mean? You're allowed to give it to a live person for a use that you might have used for a dead person, okay? Like, for example, eating, a dead person can't eat. So when it's not talking about eating, okay? But it means that there's something that's allowed. So what could that be? Sicha. Okay, a dead person, you might put oil on the body. Okay, so that's what it says. V'lo natat shenemar v'lo natati mimenu lemet. Lemehu de lo natati. Halachai dumia demet natati. If you would do something to a chai that's similar to something that could be done on a mate, even though you're not allowed to do it on a mate, that would be allowed. Ezehu davar shashaveh b'chayim u'b'metim. Heve omer zo sicha. Okay, that would be something that's similar. Yeah.
Because dead people get tahara anyhow and they can't have oil on them, so that why would you be allowed to do it for the deceased?
You're saying because they have a tahara, what, you don't use ever oils on a dead body?
I would assume not.
Right, I don't know. I don't know enough about the halachot. Here it seems to imply you could. I don't know. Yeah, it is interesting. Matkifla Marzutra. Okay, now Marzutra asks a question. Ve'ema, I could think of other reasons, other things you could have for a mate that you're not allowing us to do with the master. And what would that be? Likachlo aron b'tafrichim. Let's say you sell the master for money and then you use the money to buy a coffin or to buy clothes. So maybe you could buy an aron, not a coffin, but some sort of aron with the money, or you could buy clothes with the money. Amar Rav Huna, b'rei Rav Yeshua, mimenu. Right, so he asked that question. Okay, and then the answer is v'lo natati mimenu lemet. What does mimenu mean? From it itself. No, not from money that would come out of it from selling it, but from it itself, migufo. Okay, Rav Ashi gives a separate reason. Amar lo natati dumia de lo achalti. Ma lahala migufo av ka migufo. When it says lo natati, it's like the lo achalti, because it starts off lo achalti, lo biarti, lo natati. All the achalti and also the biarti, right, is to burn the maser itself. None of the words in the pasuk are referring to verbs that have to do with the money gotten from selling it. So it must be all the same. Okay, so now they're going to say, v'akati mufne mitzad achadu. Right, it's only available from one side. So now they're going to say, if you remember this, hani chalamanda amar lemedim ve'emishivim. Some people say, even if it's just mufne from one side, you can learn it and you can't ask questions about it. But Ella Lamanda Amar Lemedimu Meshivim. Some people say if it's mufne, only from one side, you're allowed to learn Gzera Shava, but if there's a question on the Gzera Shava, then you can knock it down. So Ma'i Ikalamemar. Hachti Rabbi Avau, Midr Rav Nachman Amar Ravua Nafka. You could say that what Rabbi Avau learned about the Truma, that you're allowed to burn the oil of Truma from the middle Mimenu, he can learn it from Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravua Nafka. Now, it comes from a different place, which is, Da'am Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravua, Mai Dechtiv Va'ani Hine Natati Lechat Mishmeret Trumotai. Okay, I gave you my Mishmeret Trumotai. B'shtei Trumot HaKetu Medaber. Echad Trumat Torah Ve'echad Trumat Me'ah. Okay, that's what it says. I gave the Kohanim my Trumotai. What are Trumotai? Why Rabim? It's just Truma, right? It should be Trumati. Okay, why Trumotai? It means that Truma Tmeah and Truma Tahor I gave you, meaning you can use Truma. Okay, but Amar Rahmana Lecha Shalcha Tehe. Okay, it says, I think Lecha, right? Hine natati lecha, right? I gave to you. Meaning lecha natati shalcha tehela saka tachat tavshilecha. Okay, you can use it to cook your food. So there you have it. So then the min omimenu wouldn't come to exclude truma. You would learn truma from a different pasuk, and then you would have that middle one available. Okay. B'chol hatmeim. Okay, now, what are we up to here? We're up to, we finally finished. This was all the first, right? Go back to the very beginning of the Mishnah, Perek Shmini. Ha'arel. Okay, all we did so far was one word in the Mishnah. Ha'arel, okay? Really, it connects with, right, lo yochlu b'truma. It's really four words, okay? But the first words in the Mishnah are ha'arel, v'chol atmeim, lo yochlu b'truma. So now we're going to get to v'chol atmeim. Okay? Minah ha'nemile. Where do we learn that tmeim can't eat truma? Right? How do they answer? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Kra, Ish Ish Mizera Aron, V'lu Tzaru Ozav. We saw this pasuk already, right? What's the whole pasuk? Who Tzaru, it's Aleph on your page here. Ish Ish Mizera Aron, if he's Tzarua, Mitzora, or he's a Zav, he's Tameh, Bekodashim lo yochal ad asher yitar. Okay, he can't eat Kodashim until he becomes Tahor. V'nogei b'chol tmei nefesh, Uish, okay, so now what does it say? Ezehu davar sheshaveh b'zaro shel Aharon. Okay, how did they learn that this has to do with truma? Right? Because it says, Loyo bakodashim loyochal. Right? Kodesh. Kodesh could be korbanot. But korbanot, who were they given to? Men and women. Now, what does it say in this pasuk? I'm sorry, just to men, right? Kodeshim can only be eaten by men. The Kohanim did the avoda, they ate the kodeshim. So what does it say here? Ish ish, which seems to imply man, but mizera aharon, which seems to imply all of his zera, meaning including women. So ezu davar shaveh bezero shel aharon, heve omer zo truma. Okay, truma can be eaten by everyone. So now they say, wait, but ema bechazev eshok. Also chazev eshok can be eaten by everyone. But now they say no, because chazev eshok can be eaten by everyone except for, do you remember who can't eat the chazev eshok? We saw this. Eina bechozeret. It's not equal for all of Zera Aharon, because a woman who goes and marries out and then comes back because her husband died or she got divorced, she comes back to her father's house, she can only continue to eat truma, but she can't eat the chazev eshok. So again, we're trying to find something that's universal, can be eaten by all Kohanim and Benot Kohen. Obviously, we're excluding a Bat Kohen who marries a Yisrael, because she's clearly out. But if she's in the family, it has to be someone for everyone. So that's what they say. But then they say, wait, truma is also not across the board. We could have a case of a woman who's chozeret, who can't eat truma. What would that case be? Truma nami, ena b'chalala. If she's a Bat Kohen who got divorced, married a Kohen, she wouldn't be allowed, okay, to ever eat truma, even if she goes back to her father's house while she's married to the Kohen, she can't eat truma. So what do they say? No, you can't exclude you can't say that's an issue because Chalala loves our Oda Haronhi. She's not including this pasuk at all because she's not called Zera Aron. She's kind of left the, right? It's almost like you've left the kahuna. Umimai dahai adashir yitar adi'ika harev shemesh ema adamai te kapara. Until now, what have we said? Now we're back to the Tamei, okay? A Tamei can't eat truma. Till when? We talked about this yesterday, right? When do they eat truma? Harev Shemesh. So now, why do they say that Harev Shemesh is the Koveah? What's the Tahara process? Okay, we're going to learn now, we're going to talk about this, that there's three stages of Tahara. The first is, right, we've done this before, but we'll see it now. It's going to really clear, talk about them all three. The first is when you tovel. You get out of the mikveh, you've already become tahor, so to speak. And we're going to see in each pasuk where it talks about these things, it says the word tahor. Okay? So you come out of the mikveh, you're tahor. But at that point, you're still a tvul yom. Okay? And you can't do certain things. Then you become, right? Harav Shemesh comes, you become again tahor. But if you have to bring a korban, you're not fully tahor till you bring your korban, which will either be on the eighth day or it could be even past the eighth day, right? If you just didn't bring your korban yet, you pushed it off, that whole time you'd still be considered a certain level of tameh. So now, why is the criteria for truma harev shemesh? Why is it mechusar kippurim, right? That, you have to wait till you finally bring your korban. So ema demaite kapara. Maybe it should be until you bring your kapara. Kapara is constantly referred to in this sugya lefachot as the korban. Until you bring your korban, and that's why you call mechusar kippurim. You didn't bring your korban, so you don't have full kapara. So they say lo sakadatach. Detani deber Rabbi Yishmael bizav bal shtei reiot ubemitzor muzgar hakatuv medaber. Okay. Now the pasuk that we're learning this whole halacha from is, remember the pasuk, ish ish mizera aron behut sarua ozav. Tzarua Ozav, what's the assumption here when they say, why is it not Mechutzar Kippurim? If you remember, what are the two examples I gave you of when you need a korban? a mitzora muchlat. The Kohen decides you are a definitive mitzora. You have to bring a korban. And if you're a zav with three re'iyot, you have to bring a korban. But each of those, so that's why they say, if it's time about tzaruah zav, and when he becomes tamei, is only after he brings the korbanot. So then they say, no, this pasuk isn't referring to that kind of case. The tzaruah it's referring to is the tzaruah muzgar. What is that? It's when the Kohen, do you remember with Tzarat? He says, wait 7 days. He comes back at the end of 7 days, and either he says, he could say wait another 7 days, he could say it's definitely tamei, or he could say it's definitely tahor. If he says it's tahor, then you just go through a regular tarat process, and you don't have to do the korban. Only if you're a muchlat, where he says definitively, you are a mitzora, then you have to do the korban. So it says this pasuk, where it talks about the tarah process, is talking about a guy who doesn't need a korban, okay? And therefore, it's harev shemesh. And the same thing with the zav. The zav is a bal shtei re'iyot. Again, the zav bal shtei re'iyot has to wait the 7 days anyway, but he doesn't have to bring the korban. That's the difference between a zav bal re'iyot, if he sees one, he just does troubles the next morning. But the Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyot has to wait 7 days, Sheva Nekiyim, and then he tovels, okay, at the end of the seventh day. But he doesn't, at the beginning of the seventh day, but he doesn't need a korban. So those guys would be mutar at Harav Shemesh, and that's where we learn it from. Dumia Ditmei Nefesh. How do we know that it's a Bal Shtei Re'iyot and a Metzora? Because the end of the Pasuk says, if you remember, when I read the whole Pasuk, it says, V'hanogea v'chol Tmei Nefesh, O Isha Sher Tetzei Mimena Shech Batzer. So they compare it to a Tmei Nefesh. Matme nefesh de la bar kaparahu, hanenami de la b'nei kaparaninhu. Okay, just like a tmei nefesh doesn't need a korban, also these guys don't need a korban. In other words, these guys are all a type of tamei. They need 7 days, like a tamei mate, but they don't need a korban. Okay, and that's where we learn it. So now the Gemara is going to ask an obvious question, which is, if this pasuk is only referring to, what's the assumption here? Our pasuk, the nosei, right, if you say the topic of our pasuk is someone who, right, lo tzarif korban, right? He doesn't need to bring a korban. So if that's the topic here, and then what does it say? When do you become tameh? At harav shemesh. So what do they want to do from this? They want to learn that anyone, even someone who's mechusar kippurim, right, who has to bring a korban, would only need harav shemesh. But now what do they say? Why don't you say the opposite? Why don't you say, this pasuk was talking about people, hane mile de la bar kapara. And that's why they need harav shemesh. Aval, debar kapara, if he needed a korban, ademaite kapara. Okay? That was question number one. You could just say then, this case said harav shemesh because they didn't need a korban. But if you were to need a korban, you'd need to wait. Vitu, and additionally, another question. Haditnan, it says in a Mishnah, taval ve'ala ochel b'maser, heriv shimsho ochel b'truma, hevi kapara ochel b'kodshi. It says in this Mishnah, here it really it starts to delineate all the different stages. A tvul yom, okay, taval va'ala can eat maaser. Heriv shimsho, ochel betruma. Hevi kapara, ochel bekodshim. Okay, so now, just 1 second. Right, so now they're just asking, right, this isn't really like a koshi, this is just another question. This is saying, here's the Mishnah that spells it all out, and now they want to know, Manalim, where do we get this from? So, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chista, Tzlata Krai Ktiv. There's 3 psukim that talk about becoming Tameh. Ktiv, Belo Yochal Mena Kodashim Ki Imrachatz Besaro B'mayim. That's just tefillah, right? You can't eat Kodashim till you go to the mikvah. Harachatz seems to imply, once you tovold, you're Tahor, right? It seems clear in the Pasuk. Uktiv, Uba HaShemesh V'Taher. Right? When the sun sets, then you become tahor. Ba'achar yochal min ha-kodashim. That's the conclusion, right? And then you can eat the kodashim. Uktiv v'chiper alea kohen v'tahara. The kohen does kapara for you, meaning he brings your korban for you and you become tahor. So now they say, what do you mean? All these 3 psukim seem to imply that a different shlav makes you allowed to eat kodashim. So what do they say? Ha-ketzad. How do you explain this? Kan l'maser, kan l'truma, kan l'kodashim. Okay, that would be your order. So now obviously the Gemara is going to ask, right, why is that your order? This is going to be, again, the same type of discussion, right, which is more chamor, this has more chumers, this has less chumers, right? Why? Obviously, we would understand why this would be the order, because we've already established maaser is the least, then truma, then kochim. Mm-hmm. So mistabra truma adifa, shekem machpaz, right? I would think that truma would be the more chamor, because it has mita, chomesh, Hey, Zar is the Zion, and yeah. Right, Pidyon, Ein lo Pidyon. So then they say, no, Adraba, Maser Adi, Shaken, Hadas, Tav. Okay, what's that? Okay, this is really two. It's not five. Hava'at makom it needs. No, it is. Actually, it is bunch, right? What's hadas? It's hava'at makom vidoy. Okay, again, they don't really match so well. The dalet is for vidoy. It needs vidoy, right? Hava'at makom, it has to be done Yerushalayim, right? Whereas truma could be anywhere. Vidoy, you have to say a confession. Asur la'oneh mesamach again. Tuma and bior. Okay, so now... it also has afilu hachi mita adifa. Okay, right? It has the truma. You get mavet if you're a zar and you eat it. So therefore, it's more chamor. And Rava again. Okay, well, I don't know if you remember all these structures, but Rava again always says even without that, I could tell you why afilu below mita adifa nami lo matid amar. Why? Because amar kra nefesh. What does it say there? It says. I'm sorry. I just have to find the pasuk for a second. Nefesh, right. It says, Nefesh Ashir Tigabo, Bitmeada Ere, Velo Yochaman Akodashim, Ki Imrachat Besaro B'mayim. The pasuk that talks about dunking, right, the tefillah is enough, says Nefesh. Now, what do we have? We have Truma, Kodshim, and Maser. Ezehu Davar Shashave Bechol Nefesh, Have Omer is a Maser. It must be only Maser, because Maser is the only thing that everyone can eat. Nefesh seems to imply anybody, okay? And not just a Kohen. So therefore, that pasuk must be Maser. So they say, "Vakate hanemile hechad de la bar kapara, valhechad de bar kapara idemite kapara." So again, why don't we say that that's the issue here, right? Let's, you know, we'll stop here and we'll pick up with this tomorrow about why is the issue dafka, right? If the pasuk is talking that talks about harav shemesh relates to people who haven't brought a korban, who don't need to bring a korban, maybe people who need to bring a korban would have to wait to the later stage to be able to eat truma, which is not the case. But they're going to ask, why is that the case? Okay. And then why is that pasuk referring to truma and not to, you know, kachim?